Because all three candidates were Republicans and there were no Democrats running, everything was decided in the primary. Paul Seaton, who has served as the District 31 representative for 14 years, took 48% of the vote. Homer Mayor Mary Beth Wythe and local businessman John Cox split the vote, ruling out any challenge to Seaton. Cox received 28%, while 24% of voters cast their ballots for Wythe. John Cox said that perhaps his bid for district representative simply wasn't meant to be.
We gave it the best we got. If the results come in and they're not what we wanted them to be, I just guess it was God's will for me to take another path.
But Wythe said she expected a stronger turnout from voters dissatisfied with Representative Seaton.
Mr. Seaton is a long-term incumbent, but I felt like more people were interested in seeing something change in Juneau. Apparently they're not.
The mood at Seaton's viewing party was jovial late Tuesday evening as supporters watched the election results come in. As the last few precincts reported their results, Seaton said voters had shown strong support for his plans to address the state budget crisis.
Well, I think what spoke most to them was the reality that, if we have a over $3 billion deficit and we're going to run out of our state savings account within 1 year, if we did another budget like this, that we have to address it.
He says he believes he won in part because of his challenger's negative campaign tactics.
The most negative campaign I've ever seen on the Lower Peninsula, and I think that a lot of people were disturbed by some of the very unfounded charges that were made.
Seaton's referring to pro-life campaign materials portraying him as a threat to women and babies.
The latest flyer that has a woman laying on the ground and somebody with a knife approaching her and calling me wanting to leave them defenseless. I mean, that and the other right to life ones that are saying I'm baby's worst nightmare. And those were just, total over the top kind of things for a campaign.
Moving forward, Seaton says that addressing the state's fiscal challenges remains his main goal.
The biggest priority is long-term fiscal solution for Alaska so that we can fund our state and the services that the people want to have.
In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzon.